Hello, I am Laura Sheehan, co-founder and host of Empowering Perspectives. This audio recording is courtesy of Empowering Perspectives and guest speaker Paul Lewis. Paul is a performance coach whose mission is to create healthy, resilient leaders, powerful performers, who live to their potential and sustain their unstoppable best. This exercise is intended to help you cultivate stillness so that you can generate great motion. Enjoy.
Just sit back in your chair or wherever you are. Okay. You want your hips at a 90 degrees, your knees at a 90 degrees, your feet rooted into the ground. You want to be relaxed. The neck muscles are secondary muscles of respiration. So you want your thoracic cavity to be able to expand and contract without resistance. Your diaphragmatic breath. You want your diaphragm to be elastic. The intercostal muscles, the muscles between the ribs, you want them to be elastic, which means that you need to relax. And in order to relax, it's important to be able to effectively shut down. So I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to request that you close your eyes. I'm going to ask you to center yourself. Clear your mind. Connect with the ground. With everything that's happening around you on a daily basis, stillness begins to dissipate. What we effectively want to do is to return you to center, grounded, aware, relaxed, elastic, not rigid, moving like a bamboo, rooted into the ground, and able to move irrespective of the environmental conditions. Your abdomen is warm. Your arms are relaxed. Your shoulders are relaxed. As you begin to expand and contract in a full breath, I want you to use your abdominal breathing, which means as you breathe in, I want you to expand the abdomen in a slow, rhythmic expansion, and then release as you breathe out and relax your abdominal contents. Breathing in again, in a reverse breath, expanding the abdomen, and breathing out. All this time, your body begins to relax more. Your feet are well grounded. Your body is upright. Your spine is erect. You're seated with the head facing forward. As you take a deep breath in one more time, and a breath out, the body continues to relax. Your neck muscles relax. Your facial muscles relax. Your countenance begins to shift. All the muscles in your face connected to the neural network in your brain begin to relax. The cranial sutures of your skull, at the base of your skull, the subocciput, around the eyes, the oculi muscles, the ears, the masseter muscles of the jaws, begin to relax. The forehead begins to melt, relaxed, calm, as your body is upright. From here, I'd like you to enter the center of your mind, charged. You can feel that synaptic overflow the connections between the synapses firing. I'd like you to take a deep breath in and a deep breath out and see that synaptic firing begin to slow down. That electrical activity of your brain begins to slow down as you compartmentalize, create greater presence. Your external environment becomes very quiet. Your internal environment becomes still. This allows you to create greater mental acuity. Your cortisol levels lower. Your dopamine, your oxytocin, norepinephrine, positive chemical substrates of the brain, your endorphins begin to elevate. As you feel your body elevate, but you remain grounded, so you're lengthening your body. The motor neurons that innervate muscle, tendon, ligament are firing effectively. Your breath is slowing, your blood pressure lowers, your heart rate lowers as you remain connected to the ground. This is your specific place. No one can enter this. Inside your workplace, outside your workplace. This is the stillness that you strive for. This is your ability to define your potential and master yourself, knowing that you're strong and determined on the inside, soft, malleable, and accepting on the outside, just like the water element, fluid, resilient, accepting, elastic, and centered. And as you take a deep breath in and expand the abdomen, you feel a sense of greater purpose, a balance between growth and renewal. You've effectively filtered out the excess thoughts, the overthink, the overpressing, overprocessing. Doing so allows you to deliver anything that you aspire to. Because you're calm, you're still, and you're centered, this stillness allows for effective momentum, movement in the direction that you choose to enact. And you can call upon this whenever you wish. This is your subconscious, which powerfully impacts how you connect not only with yourself, but how you powerfully connect with others from a state of grounding and from a state of stillness. This is your ownership, your self-belief, and your ability to deal with any situation that surrounds you. And I'm going to ask you to take one more deep breath, expanding the abdomen. As you breathe out, hold on to this awareness and begin to open your eyes with a new awareness.